bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Top 5 at 5 up next. Okay, Kwanda, I know you was going to holler at me. You didn't say top 5 at 5. Yeah, because I was being petty. I was. I was being petty. I'm Petty Freddy. Is it petty like Freddy or just Petty Freddy? I wonder if it is. So the entire hour, we've been talking about money and the data center that they're trying to build here in Milwaukee. I can see the positive in it. I can see the negative in it. But have a conversation about it. Have a conversation about it. And I'm telling you, the energy y'all put into fighting stuff and billionaires that you put into actually doing it yourself, this would be an amazing community. 3 minutes after the hour, weather 54 degrees. High today was 60 with a low of 42. Tonight with a 0% chance of rain. I wonder, will lawmakers in Wisconsin have a spine?
Number 5.
From JS Online, state lawmakers are set to vote today on a $1.8 billion plan to boost school funding and provide relief to taxpayers. Democratic Governor Tony Evers and two top Republicans in the state legislature spent months negotiating the bipartisan deal, which they unveiled 2 days ago. In part, the bill would draw on the state's projected $2.5 billion surplus to send rebate checks to taxpayers, $300 for individuals, $600 for married couples, and then send millions to schools, reducing the burden on property taxes and boost special education funding. And the bill would remove state income tax on tips and some overtime pay so that people that are getting tips and some overtime pay would get to keep it all for themselves. Before that deal becomes law, it needs to pass the state assembly and Senate. It's unclear whether it has the votes to do so. Several prominent Republicans and Democrats have come out against it, saying the short-term fixes are not enough. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel wants to hear from readers. So if you go to that story, you can, you know, click it and respond to the poll they have. I say we need it. I say short term right now. It's short term. Well, you're not going to get tax cuts and tax all that forever. Like, it's not going to happen. You're not going to change the 400 year veto and all that, the state Supreme Court has already said it's constitutional. It would be constitutional for any governor, Republican or Democrat, to do it. So if they can do it, if other governors can do it, Governor Evers can do it. That's just how life goes. That's just how it is. And just get over yourself. All right? Get over yourself. Oh, by the way, they made an arrest in that hit and run we talked about.
Number four.
From CBS 58, a 33-year-old was arrested in the Monday hit and run death that the vehicle and the vehicle has been recovered. If you want to know about that, well, Milwaukee police were looking for a driver involved in a hit and run that killed a 71-year-old pedestrian on 43rd and Silver Spring on Monday night. Police said the driver was driving westbound when they struck the victim around 9 p.m. And the suspect vehicle was described as a black 2010 to 2015 Chevrolet Camaro with no license plate, likely damage to the hood and roof, and possibly missing the front bumper. And so evidently that person right now is in custody. By the way, is it summer yet? When is summer? Like June something? June 20th? June? It's not summer yet, but y'all kids are tripping.
Number three.
This from Fox6Now.com. Shorewood police said there was an arrest of a juvenile after fleeing officers in a stolen car early this morning. Milwaukee police had started and called off a pursuit of a stolen car before it entered Sherwood. Sherwood officers spotted the car, tried to pull it over at Capitol and Wilson around 1:40 a.m. Guess what happened? The driver took off. Dashboard camera video on Fox6Now.com showed the stolen car speeding down Capitol Drive, turned onto Downer, running several stop signs as the chase continued through the residential neighborhood. Pursuit then turned south on Murray Avenue, ran a red light at Capitol Drive before hitting stop sticks at Edgewood Avenue. The officer in the dash cam video noted speeds as high as 65 miles an hour in a residential side street. The driver got out and ran. Stolen car rolled back and hit the squad car. No injuries. And several law enforcement agencies worked together to take the person into custody. They were the only person in the car. Charges against the teen will be referred to where? Milwaukee County Children's Court, because the driver was 13. Where are your parents that they know that you're out at 13 driving a stolen car? Like, what is that? Where are the arguments? Where are the people screaming at the parent? Hey, parent, what you doing? Nope, nothing. But that's what we do. Yeah, we don't say nothing. We don't complain about nothing. We just let it go.
Number two.
From Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. For those who didn't know, Milwaukee Public Schools will take more time to review the new school resource officer program policy after concerns that community groups were not consulted. It's probably none of your business, but anyway. The policy came up for a vote on April 30th when the decision was made to hold off on a final action. Delay comes as MPS navigates ongoing tension related to the role and authority of police officers at schools following their return in March 2025. Now, here's how ironic it is. They're the police. You're in the city. What do you mean their role and responsibility? They're the police. Superintendent Brenda Caselli has said the proposed policy was developed after a board resolution in January that aimed to establish clear boundaries between MPS teachers and leaders and the Milwaukee Police Department. But neither, here's the crybaby part, neither the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association nor Youth Empowered in the Struggle, the youth arm of Voices de la Frontera, were notified the policy would be coming to a full board vote. MPS art teacher and community organizer John Fleisner told the board, there needs to be students here if it's going to be passed before the board. You scream like that when those students don't learn? Probably not. Both groups have been active in discussions regarding school resource officers at MPS. Students previously shared concerns with Neighborhood News Service about the presence of officers in their schools, including overstepping their authority by enforcing school rules. Huh? You won't listen to the teacher. You won't listen to the paraprofessional. You won't listen to the assistant principal. You won't listen to the principal, and you won't listen to school security. Who else is there to listen to? Okay. So I guess we're going to let them take over schools, too. And now here's, unfortunately, a homicide update.
Number one.
From JS Online, two men have been arrested in connection with the May 8th shooting that killed Milwaukee Sheriff's Office Public Safety Officer Dennis Johnson. We talked about this the other day. Princeton Underwood, 29, Darren Sutton, 53, both of Milwaukee were in custody. Jail records show. Court records indicate Sutton and Underwood were scheduled to make their first court appearance on the 12th, and they have both been charged. 833-212-1017 is the number. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. When we come back, should Wisconsin lawmakers pass the $1.8 billion tax relief bill? Because I'm going to go back and look at the original one we had where we were asking, can you pop up the poll so I can see? Hey, what's up, Reginald? What's going on? Should Midtown get a data center? 69% said no, and 31% said yes. But yeah, thanks, Mal, that family can now get some closure. They still got to go to court. They still got to do all those things. So you're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. When I come back, I got to hit the talking text line because I have not been reading that. I've been too busy arguing with Crystal and Renee May, also known as Kawanda, and Essie and Babar and LT. And yep, that's why we're here. We'll be right back.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Let me check this talking text line at 833-212-1017 is the number. Daphne said, according to other places in the country that have data centers, I need the link that told you that. The people that live near those centers, their water bills and electric costs have gone up dramatically. That is well documented at current places that already have data centers. But conversely, I don't think Milwaukee needs another library. Most people just use their phone or laptop. Yeah, but there's something about learning the process of going to a library and looking up something. But then again, you're right, because I don't need an encyclopedia. I got Google. So it's a good point. Chuck said we still pay tax on Miller Park, and it was built in 1999. Now it's owned by a private company. We still pay tax on it. That's because y'all let yourself pay tax on it. Go scream and holler and say, y'all need to end the tax. If you don't end the tax, I'm going to end your career as a politician. And I'm going to post your name, and we're going to talk about you every single day until people stop voting for you. If you do that, guess what? Sherry said, I work for Milwaukee Electronics. They manufacture circuit boards just north of Silver Spring in Milwaukee. We could get some of the business from the data center, and empty buildings would be converted into businesses with employees. Yeah. Very true. That is so very true. Quanda said, when is your birthday? We got to send cigars. I am not telling y'all when my birthday is. Absolutely not. Y'all be like stalking people. How y'all doxing me? Carolyn said, Dr. Ken, this is Miss Carolyn. Happy early birthday. When you was talking about education, I took one class at a time and I started a community college now. I have a master's in clinical counseling. Yep. Just one. That's how I started my PhD. How I started my master's. Just one. Just take one class. Just start with one. And 8 weeks later, take another one. 8 weeks later, take another one. And then I was done. Slow, steady, consistent, daily. That's it. It's one thing. Every business I've worked with, every place I've gone, I had to work on it one time a day. So I only work on about four, maybe five things a day. Then I take an hour and I do just that. And then when the hour's up, I stop and I go to something else. You know, it's that ADHD thing that you can, ADHD thing that you can go around and all that. You have to know yourself. You could do anything you want to do, but you have to be able to do it. Nobody's going to do it for you. Oh, I'm crying because that person's a billionaire, but I'm a millionaire. I don't know if you should cry. Because if you go through what they went through to get what they got, you probably wouldn't do it. I know I wouldn't. Been married 9 times, got 567 kids, paying alimony to 257,000 people. Nah. 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 See, it's not what we argue. It's how we argue it. Where does the thought come into our head? Yeah, that sounds good. People need that. Okay, but how are they going to do it? Like, no one would argue with you to say that people don't deserve public education. What you need to understand is, why do we start public education? Like, how did we get where we are now in 1900 and 1950? And how did we get to where people are telling you what you can and can't teach your own children in a school you're paying for? How? But we don't question it because it's free. And when stuff comes free, I get to take advantage of you. So I tell your kids that slavery is not really real. It was just a little indiscretion that a World War. Most kids today have no idea what World War I and World War II was. The Korean War was. What Vietnam was. Like what? The things that came out of that. 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago. People have no idea about that. So now, when you lose it, they'll use the same tactics to take advantage of you, and you'll have no idea what's coming because it'll sound good. Oh, that sounds really good. And it's not good for you. It's not good for you at all. So if you don't care about rights and if you don't care about what's going on in your country, move. If you don't want to be in a place where if you decide you want to work hard, you work hard and make as much money as you want or that you can legally make. If you don't like it, leave. But don't trash it for other people because you want other people to follow what you think. Where you live in a country where that is antithetical to even the start of it. That we stay stuck in the past. Well, how can I say this? You know, they always say the saying, those people that don't know the past are doomed to repeat it. You may not repeat it, but you'll definitely replicate it. Like slavery could still come, it just won't be black people. But you can still have slavery again. You can still have a case like Brown versus Board of Education. It just won't be black people. Or something that reverses it. It just won't affect black people. It's weird. It's weird. And then to never have a solution on how to fix it. Hey, Curly Q, who said, I will always say libraries are needed. They offer so many programs to help children in their learning. If more children use libraries, I feel like reading scores would improve. If there's nobody there to teach me how to read, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. If I'm not taught to have some wins and feel good about myself. And if that person teaching me doesn't have an expectation that I'm going to learn, I'm never going to learn. And we'll be right here crying about kids that aren't learning, but not doing anything about it. MPS is constrained by policy. The city is constrained by policy. The legislature makes those policies. That's on purpose. If you go outside of downtown, the policies are different. The city has to pay for certain things. So they need to get as much tax money and bang for their buck in downtown. Square footage that you pay for is higher, so you could tax it higher. Till then, Kawanda said, that's my program in progress now. One class this term, two classes next term, and so forth. At my age, it's definitely not a rush as long as I stay with it and when I finish. Crystal said, why would a person have to leave their own country if they don't agree with something that's happening in their own country? Because you're not going to change it. Like, I don't understand why people complain about stuff, but then they don't do anything to change it. Why complain? It's just hot air. Change it. She said part of the solution is taxing billionaires. You do understand mathematically that will never work if you took all of the money from all of the billionaires and everything they had. It's a symptom. And people pointed you to the symptom instead of how to actually fix it. They're blaming what they did because you do know all the politicians are living tax-free. Well, not tax-free, but they're living where they're making a salary and they don't pay for health care. They don't pay for housing. They don't pay for travel. All this stuff. And then they stay long enough to get a pension that you pay for. Meanwhile, have they really represented you? Nope, they represented themselves. That's why most politicians go in poor and come out millionaires. But nobody complains about that. Living off the fat. That's why every single elected official needs to be part-time and cut their salary to about 30 to 40% of what it is now. Then you'll see who wants to do it to serve the people and who don't. Till then, we'll just keep picking at symptoms. We'll just keep picking at little stuff. If you take every single billionaire's money, it still won't light a It won't even make a dent in what you call fair share. Fair share, what is that? Nobody can tell you. Percentages are not fair share. Everybody pays 10%. Well, technically, that's fair share. But people want billionaires to pay tens of billions, millions of dollars and pay their money. Well, if my fair share is 10%, then I pay 10% of a billion. You pay 10% of your 50,000. That's fair. Right? That's fair. That's equitable. Here's the problem. People do the same thing and they go to work and their boss says, everybody gets a 3% raise. Oh, that's not a lot. 3% is a lot if I make $100,000. 3% is not a lot. It's half that amount if I make 50. Don't let percentages trick you. If everybody gets a $1,000 bonus, everybody gets a $1,000 bonus. Oh, no, we can't do it like that. We got to do it by percentages. That way we can pay our higher paying people. Meanwhile, watch this. With the Milwaukee Police Department, every time we got a raise, we got a percent raise. So the difference between police officer and sergeant got bigger. Between sergeant and lieutenant got bigger. Now it's pretty big. That gap is significant. So instead of moving like this, it moved like this, because sergeants made less than lieutenants. So if I gave a lieutenant, let's just pick a number, a 3% raise, they got an extra $3,000. If a sergeant made 80 or 90, they didn't get as much. Their 3% raise was $2,700. But I'm still $3,000. I'm still at $100,000, $3,000. That's $103,000. But the person that made 90 is at $92,700. I still made more. Like, it's just look at the numbers. You'll see who'll serve. Just cut it. Hey, by the way, watch this. You got people on the board for the county that want to be there. Because I think their salary is like $25,000, $28,000, and they might get a little stipend or something for serving on a committee. That's it. If you really want that job, you got to go get a full-time job and be a county supervisor. That counts. I could rock that. Those are politicians that care about their community because they tell you, you're not making money. You're not getting a pension and getting all this other stuff because what? And if you do get a pension, it ain't going to be as much as it was before. You have people making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. Not even working a full year. Oh, I'm talking to my constituents. Where? But do we question that? No. No. Somebody told us that the solution was taxing billionaires. And we ran with it because we don't have it. It's amazing. We just listen to what people say. It sounds right. We run with it. And we don't take the time to pick it apart to say, is this going to be good for me? And then your kid becomes a billionaire. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate it. Love you.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me go back and check the talk and text line. Todd said, Dr. Ken, complaining is way easier than getting off your duff and accomplishing something. Yep. 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 Carolyn said her school loan is only $38,000 for 3 degrees. And she's paying it back. Yep. Interesting. Interesting. I ain't mad at you. I'm at it. Mal said that should include their involvement in the stock market. I don't understand what you mean by that. Whose involvement? Of people that actually invest in the stock market and keeps the economy moving? Oh, okay. I wish we taught economics and I wish we taught the stock market in schools so that people can understand how the economy works and what the mechanisms are. And how people get paid, how people make money, how they're taxed, how all those things are together. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. It needs to be fixed in multiple places. But you can take advantage of it too. So you start a business, and in your business, you have to pay this thing called employment tax. And then you pay your employment tax. And so it's just mind-boggling that people don't understand that when you pay employment tax, you actually pay over and above what other people make. Like there's another amount that you have to pay over and above because you have employees. So they pay a portion and you pay a portion because you have the employee. And so there's just so many different ways that works. Employee taxes, it's withholding. It's on earned income tax. The employee's share of FICA from your paycheck, companies pay an additional 7.65 for a total of whatever that number is, 7.65 times 2, plus federal and state unemployment tax, typically costing about 8 to 10% extra per employee. So when we say businesses don't pay taxes, that's not true. Just like employees pay taxes on earned income, when you hire somebody to make earned income, you get taxed on it just to have the employee. So we're talking roughly 17, 18, close to 20%. That does not include anything they pay for health care benefits. So by the time you're done, you're paying, in essence, somewhere around 50-ish percent of a salary, like, just to have that person come to work every day. But that's not taxes, right? And depending on how you set up your company, you pay tax on what's left over unless you reinvest it in the company through hiring, buying materials, stuff like that. That's just how the system works. That's how we're able to function as a country. And if we don't do that, the system falls apart. Mao said his comment was in regard to restrictions you mentioned regarding the politicians. They should include their involvement in the stock market. I think they do have to report that on their filings. They have to report what they own and stocks and all that stuff. And yeah, they do have to do that. I forget what you call it. But even when you file to run, you got to put all your bank accounts and all your money and all that stuff in there. So it's not like I just get to slide in and get rich and do all that. It's not like, you know, Pelosi. It's not like Donald Trump, right? They know how to hide their money. They know how to pretend like they're rich, but they're not rich. But you really don't know how much they make because it's in their husband. And with their husband, if it's not in her name, then she got nothing. Like, that's the sleight of hand people do. It's the same when you come in and say, hey, we need a minority business. And instead of finding somebody black or Hispanic or Asian, they find a white female because women are considered a minority. And they run a multi-billion dollar construction company, multi-million dollar business. And we just pretend like it don't matter. That's just, they take advantage of the system. Take advantage of it. That's all. Take advantage of the system. You can complain to people. Then, watch this. Once you do, then you go in and help change the system for the better. But until the policies of how a city can raise money, how a city can spend money, how a city can transfer money, it's not going to matter. No matter what we do, it's not going to matter. Until you go after those politicians and say, hey, you need to change this. You have to change this. And if you don't change it, it's not going to matter. You'll just continue to complain, and your children will continue to complain, and your great-grandchildren will complain. Nothing will change. Dave Gruber's out there in the market hall. So, but yeah, it never, you have to change it yourself. Or take advantage of all the things that people have taken advantage of. Take a risk, start a business. Do those things that you can do in order to win. That's all you got to do. And it's hard. Oh, my gosh, it's hard. Got to do a lot of sacrifice, a lot of late nights and all that. Instead of trying to get everything for free. Your thoughts, 833-212-1017 is the number. You got anything to say about this? I've been rattling on. I was going to say tattling. But you have to go out and build your own. Or it's not going to happen. And is it hard? God, yeah, it's hard. Coley, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, brother. I mean, you're hitting on points that I can relate to. Let me go back to this. I own now 3 properties. I've complained time and time again about my property tax assessment. But the thing about the city, they haven't assessed my properties at their actual value. So I'm happy with that. But I complain because, brother, over the last 3 years, my property taxes have tripled. You know, so I play a fine line with it. You know, and
you called before complaining about that, how high they were.
I call 1,000. Brother, how does my property tax increase 3 times? Within like 3. But even with that being said, they're not at what I feel the actual value is.
Absolutely not.
But, yeah, but, you know, they have tripled my property taxes. And, you know, there's a fine line between what you're actually paying and everything. But we're all playing it. But it ain't just Trump. It ain't just Nancy Pelosi. It's not just
Congress. Right.
Yeah, right. We're all trying to, you know, we want to pay the least because we want to maximize our profit.
That's right.
Yeah. And I mean, brother, I'm a black man in Milwaukee. And I will complain up and down when you want to, you know, I will complain up and down.
The American way.
Yeah. And the thing is, this is the problem. There's not enough black people taking advantage of it because they're not in a position. Most black people are renters. Most black people work a 9-to-5. Most black people are raising a family. You know, and they're just trying to survive.
Right.
I happen to be, you know, I can say I have a benefit.
So what moved you? So what moved you to buy property?
It's a great investment. It's easy for black people to get into it.
No. What moved you? Like, I know the advantages of it, but what made you go from not being a property owner to owning a property? From sitting on your duff and working a 9-to-5 to saying I'm going to go hustle?
Brother, it makes all the sense in the world. If you're paying rent in this city, you're paying between $1,000 and who knows how much.
Right.
There's properties in Milwaukee you can pay $2,000-$3,000 a month. If as a renter, if you're an owner, you usually can cut that in half, and you know you can just take on the mortgage and go from there.
But
that's the advantage of it.
No, yeah. No, because you still have to pay your taxes. You got to pay your insurance. You got to pay your upkeep. You got to pay your maintenance. And that is going to pretty much equal out that other $1,500 that you saved.
Well, it depends. I mean, there's some properties, they're so good, you may not do maintenance for 4 or 5 years.
Right.
You may buy a property that a flipper has sold you, and you may not do maintenance.
What are the odds?
But you're going to pay the taxes.
What are the odds?
You're going to.
What are the odds, Coley? You know that's few and far between.
This goes to another point. Black women and Asians and some Spanish people are buying all the properties on the north side. I don't know about the south side, but I can speak on the north side. Most properties right now are being bought by black women.
That is true.
You know, some of our, because a lot of our, they call it gentrification. That's when a different race moves in. And a lot of.
No, like, it's not necessarily race. Gentrification is when a different socioeconomic level moves in. That's how I would look at it. You can look at it as race.
I call it race.
Okay.
You know, in my personal, where I live, brother, there are more Spanish people moving in than anything.
Yep.
It's not even black women. There are more Spanish people coming into my neighborhood at this point than anything.
Well, you see what they did to the Fifth Ward, and then as you go further south, it goes into KK. So now all that's getting... I mean, it's expensive. I went down there and went to a restaurant, and I didn't even know it was here along the river. And so I know it's getting expensive. You can't live down there. The taxes are going up. So where else would you go? To the north side.
Yeah. I think the Spanish community, with their work ethic and their things, they're probably one of the biggest buying powers in the city right now.
Yeah.
I think they dominate black people and white people in the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I what do? I mean, how do you get mad at somebody? You've done the
taking advantage of the system.
You're taking. I mean, it's the same thing I'm trying to do. The thing I think we both wish for is that more black people would take advantage of, but I mean, it is what it is. I think.
No, it's not. It's not. I think if black people trust each other more and work together more and do that, I think we could do it.
Well, the thing is, I think black people don't see that the Spanish community is going to bulldoze us. They are going to take that raggedy, and they're going, and because they're so, you know, family oriented, so, you know, they move at a different way, and they're not going to move into the house, turn into a drug house. They're going
well,
to
we don't know
like
that.
Bill found they
we don't know
yeah that. They want to be, and, but black people are going to get bulldozed by it. We are.
I don't think
because
so.
we're not keeping up at the same rate. We're not doing the things we need to do. There's not enough of us,
still,
in the community doing it.
I still have hope, and I still believe we can do it. We can make it. All right, thank you, Corey. Coley, I appreciate it.
Coley.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
Yep. That I disagree with. I think we can make it. Everybody that's made it, everybody that's successful, everybody that did it, all you need to do is find one person. One person to replicate. If 500 people in Milwaukee did that over the course of a year, that would be 1,000. If 1,000 people did it over the next year, it's 2. It could happen. Do you have the motivation, the power, the fight, the resilience to do it? That's the question. What part of you is left to do it? If I get time when we come back, I got a really quick story during the music just about that. So my quick story, people don't realize that when they run races like marathons and all that stuff and you hit your wall, you're at the end. Like there's no more, there's nothing left, there's nothing. And when you hit that and you're able to go through it, when you hit that, you're only at about 40%. Like you haven't used up, you've used up only 40% of all of your energy. I remember being like that working on Murder, and you think and you're fighting and you're struggling and you're tired and it's hot and you got all this crap on and you fall out and you can't move anymore. And then you move. I was only at 40%. Think about where you are right now. You're only at 40%. Even when you're at the end and you can't go anymore and you can't fight and that's what builds resilience and stamina. And you can make it. I had it in school. I had it in life. I had it in law enforcement. I had it in family. I had all those things. That's how I know if I could do it, you can do it. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Have a great time off. God bless. Take care of yourself. Love all y'all in the YouTube chat and the talking text line. Zach, have a great one. Appreciate you. Have a good one. See you on Monday, God willing. I'm out.
Be quiet.
Chicken head.